Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
Welcome. We're doing a quick deep dive today into some recent topics covered in The Juice app.
Right.
Okay, so first up, something about Earth's past. A new study is suggesting our oceans might have looked very different billions of years ago.
Yeah, quite different. The idea is they might have been, well, bright green around 2 billion years ago.
Green oceans? How did they figure that out?
Well, they're drawing parallels with places like the volcanic island Iwo Jima today. It has really high levels of sulfur and iron.
Okay.
And those conditions support these green, blue-green algae. The thinking is that Earth's early oceans, back in the Archean Age, had similarly high iron levels.
Ah, so maybe the same kind of algae thrived back then, making the oceans green.
Exactly. And it actually has implications beyond Earth, you know, for astronomy.
How so?
Well, the color of a planet's oceans, even if it's red or purple or green, could potentially signal single-celled life.
Yeah.
It broadens what we might look for.
Interesting. So a discussion point for kids could be, you know, how would a green ocean affect the environment or the creatures living there back then?
Definitely food for thought. Okay, shifting gears a bit. Another topic was the rise in online scams.
Right. The FBI reported a pretty significant jump in 2024.
Yeah, a 33% increase, which is quite alarming. It cost Americans a record $16.6 billion.
Wow. That's huge. They mentioned a specific case, didn't they?
They did. A 75-year-old Rich Brune who sadly lost $1.7 million. It really highlights the danger.
And it affects different age groups differently, right?
That's key. Seniors over 60 lost the most money overall, about $4.8 billion. But what's also really worrying is the rise in sextortion cases targeting young people.
Which age group specifically?
Mainly ages 14 to 17. Reported losses in those cases jumped 59%. It's a serious issue.
Definitely something parents and teachers need to be aware of. So a good conversation starter might be asking kids what they do if a message or a website feels, you know, unsafe or suspicious.
Absolutely. Fostering that critical thinking online is crucial. Okay, next. There was a major power outage in Europe recently.
Yeah, affecting millions. Spain, Portugal, parts of France, Andorra too, I think.
That's right. It caused a lot of disruption. Transportation shut down, traffic lights out, businesses, schools closed, just widespread impact.
Do they know what caused it?
Not definitively, last we heard. They mentioned a very strong oscillation in the power grid, but the exact trigger wasn't clear immediately. They did rule out a cyber attack, though.
And there was that story about the woman in Spain?
Yeah, a 92-year-old woman who used a wheelchair. She was stuck outside her home because the elevator wasn't working. It just shows the real world, sometimes unexpected consequences.
It really does. So maybe asking kids about less obvious ways a power outage could affect daily life could be an interesting discussion.
Good idea. The Juice also featured a quote recently from Frida Kahlo.
Oh, right. At the end of the day, we can endure much more than we think we can. Powerful words.
Very. And Frida Kahlo herself, I mean, what a life. A renowned Mexican artist, famous for those intense self-portraits.
Dealing with so much physical pain from polio and that awful bus accident, yet creating such impactful art reflecting her heritage, her pain, feminist ideas.
Absolutely. She incorporated Mexican folk art, mythology, symbolism. She's still seen as this huge inspiration, a symbol of resilience in Mexican culture.
So the quote really ties into her own story. A good way to talk about perseverance, maybe.
Definitely. Okay. Turning to global events, there was news about a ceasefire in the Russia-Ukraine conflict.
Yes, Russia announced a 2-day ceasefire for May 8th and 9th, timed with their Victory Day commemorations. Peace talks were apparently also happening.
That's the report. And during that time, there was mention of President Trump meeting with Ukrainian President Zelensky.
Discussing a potential peace deal. Including Crimea, which is always a complex point.
It's exactly. Though Trump also apparently criticized Russia for continuing attacks, even while talks were supposedly underway. And there were reports of things like a Russian drone attack in Ukraine, despite the ceasefire.
So a fragile situation.
Very. U.S. officials were quoted calling that week very critical for maybe reaching a more permanent ceasefire. It just underscores how tough these situations are.
Yeah, a possible discussion for students could be what makes it so hard for countries to agree on peace when they're in the middle of a conflict.
Yeah, that's a deep question. Finally, something a bit more uplifting. teen eco-innovators.
Ah, yes, the Earth Prize winners, recognizing teens from all over the world for sustainable inventions.
Right, it's a $100,000 prize. And the inventions were really impressive. Things like water filtration using plasma and light.
An origami-inspired replacement for styrofoam?
AI helping with recycling education, a web app connecting farmers directly to consumers, even a salt-powered fridge that doesn't need electricity.
Amazing creativity. Different teams tackling different problems.
Totally. From sustainable park plans to using AI and satellites to figure out the best vegetation to fight heat waves, the winning teams get to split the prize money.
It's great to see that kind of ingenuity focused on the environment. Maybe a good thought question for kids is, if you could invent something to help the planet, what would it be and why?
Love that. Sparking their own creativity.
So that's just a quick run through of a few things featured recently in The Juice.
Hopefully it gives you a useful starting point for conversations with your students about what they're learning and thinking about.
Okay, well, that wraps up our quick run through of some topics students might be exploring on The Juice today.
Hopefully this gives you a bit of context and some ideas if these subjects come up in conversation.
Just a starting point, of course. Thanks for tuning into this deep dive.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.